When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about how to build confidence in your choices. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are going to be answering another question from a listener of this show. This one is super, super important. It's one that I have talked about in the past, but I know it's something that we're all still struggling with. It's something I'm personally still struggling with. And so it's important that we revisit it from time to time, revisit our thoughts on it, correct any thoughts that may have changed since we last talked about it, and really lay out the strategy in this area. And the question is, how do you build self-confidence in your choices? When it comes to personal development, when it comes to changing our situation, changing our lives, for lack of a better phrase, it can be incredibly difficult to figure out what you should be spending your time on, where you should be focusing, what's actually important. There's so much that you need to consider in this space when you're trying to actively improve your life. And because of that, because of just the vast quantity of available options, available directions, things you could be doing or should be doing, things that people tell you is the right thing to do versus what you think is the right thing to do, things that you've tried in the past and hated, but someone else, your best friend, said, oh, I really love that, you should try it again, or what might be trendy. There's just so much out there that it creates a lot of confusion, it creates a lot of noise, and it can be difficult to actually have any confidence in the choice that you make. A lot of us end up not doing something, not taking the right actions, because we take no action, because we just get analysis paralysis, because we get stuck on what the right move is, on whether or not what we're doing is the right move. And for many of us, just increasing our confidence in the direction that we're choosing would be enough to legitimately drive change, to legitimately improve what we do on a day-to-day basis, and therefore give us the outcomes that we're looking for. So this is a super important question. I'm going to roll the clip here in a second. This is a clip from a recent Q&A I did as part of TLBC Plus. Speaking of TLBC Plus, I'm actually about to roll out ad-free episodes. I know a lot of you listening to this have felt like maybe there's too many ads on the show, or you just, you know, you hate skipping forward, and I get that. If you want to get ad-free episodes, we're going to be rolling out the entire archive of the show ad-free. All you have to do is become a member of TLBC Plus and you'll get access. You can actually go in right now and get access to the last 20 episodes without ads right now. Just head over to tlbc.co/join or click the link in the description of this episode. When you do, you are going to get access to ad-free episodes. You're going to get access to exclusive interviews for members only, and you're going to get access to an exclusive community room where we can go in, have a conversation, talk to each other. Think of it like a social network just for Tiny Leaps listeners. That's kind of dope, right? That's kind of amazing. So head over to tlbc.co/join or click the link in the description of this episode and become a member of TLBC Plus today. How do I gain confidence in my choices? Now, I've talked about this idea before, this concept of a confidence vault or a confidence bank account, if that's easier to wrap your head around. So the value of that account drives how trusting you are in yourself, right? And confidence in yourself, specifically self-confidence, just comes down to how much do you trust yourself? And that ultimately comes down to, historically, have you shown yourself that you're trustworthy? Like, that's really what it comes down to. Your ability to feel confident in a certain decision. You want to do X and you feel like this is the first step. Your ability to feel confident in that. Or your ability to feel confident in that as the first choice and in your ability to sort of come back from it if you're wrong comes down to how much do you trust yourself. So this is where that bank account comes into play. The more you do things and end up being right, or the more that you do things that you say you're going to do, the more deposits you're making into that account. And the higher the value of that account, the more you trust yourself. Because you can look at your history of all of these right decisions, or you can look at your history of all of these things that you committed to that you actually followed through with. You can look at your history and say, I'm the type of person who gets it done. I'm the type of person who follows through. I'm the type of person who, when things go wrong, is able to handle it, is able to get back to where I started. That gives you an enormous amount of confidence. That gives you an enormous amount of power to take action in your life. So ultimately, it comes down to this concept of, do you trust yourself? And if you don't trust yourself, you need to build that. Quite honestly, I think that needs to be the first place you start when it comes to personal development of any kind, is building that trust in yourself. And how do you build that? Well, you've got to take the tiny leaps approach. It comes down to making smaller deposits to start. It's much easier to get yourself to deposit $5 into a savings account than it is to get yourself to deposit $1,000, even if you had the $1,000. And so similarly, it's going to be easier to do small things that build your trust in yourself that then get deposited into that confidence account, that build up that history. So start by making small commitments and then actually doing them. And it doesn't matter how small those commitments are. Do whatever makes sense for you. Do what works and feels right for you. If you think that flossing is a small enough commitment, something that feels doable for you, then make that commitment to yourself. Say right now, I'm going to floss tonight. And then later tonight, do it. It's tiny. It doesn't feel like in the moment it matters, but it does long term. Doing that over and over and over again with all of these very tiny things builds up the history. 20 days from now, you're going to look back and say, wow, look at all of these things I said I was going to do that I actually did. Look at all of these things I had a feeling about and I was right. Surely I'm able to do these other things too. That's how trust plays a role. So spend that time trusting yourself. Spend that time allowing yourself the room to trust. It does an enormous amount for your ability to feel good about yourself, and it does an enormous amount for that confidence in your day-to-day choices. So moving on to the next question here, we've got, how do I find the first step to doing something? And there's a second question that's sort of related to this. I think they're sort of the same answer of what to do when you don't know what to do. So this is something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I'm actually working on something that'll make it significantly easier to find that first step. I think finding the first step to accomplishing something, it's always difficult and it always takes time, but it's very doable and it really isn't that complicated, right? It's really not that confusing. For me, and this is the advice I always give, this is what I do for myself, it comes down to trying as much as possible. Like that really is what it comes down to. Trying as much as you possibly can, seeing what you like, and then doubling down on the things you like. Because personal development, I say this all the time, personal development needs to be personal. It needs to be something that is for you, something that makes sense for your life, something that can fit into your life. Because if you try to just do something because someone else did it, you may not be able to fit that into your specific situation. That may have been a unique thing that this other person was capable of accomplishing. Just because someone else did it doesn't mean that it makes sense for you. So finding that sort of uniquely personal approach to your process is what ultimately allows you to stick with it long term. And that's where I think you need to start. So for example, if I want to improve my fitness, I would first spend a few weeks, maybe even a few months, trying a few different types of workouts. Like I would literally Google types of workouts and just see, like, on this very long list, I'm going to go down every single one of them over the next 3, 6, 9 months. And that's what I mean. It's going to take a while. You have to experiment. But the goal here is to do them, spend a little bit of time with them, journal about them, and see which ones I like. And then when I have that shorter list of things I like, repeat the process with just the things I like. Try them, spend time with them, journal about them. What do I still like? Doing that, this sort of like iterative approach, it allows you to get a lot of info. It allows you to figure out what it is you enjoy and what you don't like. It allows you to get experience with a lot of different things and start learning about how those things fit into your life. It also allows you to think about when and get experience with when these things could fit into your life. Do you want to do this in the morning? Do you want to do it after lunch, in the afternoon? Like when makes sense for you? Do these things make you feel happy? How do they make you feel? Do you feel sleepy afterwards? Maybe it should be a nighttime thing. You get all of this data just by experimenting and seeing what works, seeing what you like. And then after you've figured all of that out, and this might be a very long process, but after you figure it all out, then you get to start building those routines. Then you get to start seeing how they fit into your life long term. So that's where I would start. I think that's the first step for most people, is experimenting with as much as possible and seeing what it is you like. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, while you're here, if you want to listen to this episode, all future episodes, and any past episodes without ads, if you want to skip the ads, you don't have to worry about them anymore. All you have to do is become a member of TLBC Plus. Ad-free episodes are rolling out right now. We are working on getting the entire archive available with no ads. That's kind of amazing, right? Head over to tlbc.co/join or click the link in the description of this episode. You'll also get access to exclusive interviews and an exclusive community space where you can connect with other premium members, meet people to help hold you accountable, get advice on goal setting. I'm in there myself and can help support you in whatever way that you need. Again, that's tlbc.co/join to become a member, or click the link in the description of this episode and get ad-free episodes for this episode, all future episodes, and all the previous episodes as we roll those out. Thank you so much for being here. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.